John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
There we go. Off and running. A beautiful Tuesday morning. Starting fresh with a nice air quality, which I love. You can breathe, and then you'll feel great right before everybody gets this horrible flu that's going to kill you all. Well, the news was devastating last year. Just 10 minutes of the news, I'm like, I got to turn this off. You're all going to have the flu. By the way, get your flu shot, but it's pointless this year. The strain we're finding has nothing to do with last year's flu, and that's what the flu shot is. So you're going to die from that.
You're going to risk it?
I never get a flu shot.
Yeah, me neither.
I get yelled at by a lot of people on that, and I do know a guy who nearly died and swears by flu shots now, but I haven't done it. I'm running a nice long streak here of no flu shots, no real problems. The only time I got a flu shot my entire life, I got so sick, like, the next day that I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. It was the worst flu I've ever received was the flu shot flu. I got so sick 24 hours later.
It confuses Larry that none of us get the flu shot because Larry gets it every year.
Yeah.
And usually he gets sick. Maybe not the full-on flu, but he usually gets sick from the flu shot every year.
I usually get something every winter. Everybody always gets something.
Yeah.
But whether or not it's, you know, debilitating hospitalization flu, you know, healthy enough that I think, you know, I'm not really one that they're targeting. Although if it gets you, you know.
I don't know if Toledo needs it anymore.
Nah. He's immune to a lot.
You were the carrier for a lot of stuff, and I think you've been through it all, so.
You're the one we would probably extract blood from to make a flu shot.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the one. We'll use his blood, and we'll see if it cures the flu. But, yeah, so the news was on that. And then that alien thing in Mesa was like, this is the second time in a month or so. What's going on? They're not even pretending to do any journalism. It's just aliens now. Channel 15's got a little.
Well, I don't know if they have the video up, but they had clips and pictures, and then the one thing of the stuff falling.
It's right over by us.
Shined down on the ground. Did it pick up a child?
Shot a child up in Richard Dreyfuss was on Superstition Mountain. He can't stop making his potatoes look like the mountain. That's how you know.
They test Blackhawks over right by our house.
Hey.
Blackhawks?
Enough about your kid's phone.
Yeah. They test them. Over by us.
Oh, we know.
On kids.
Oh, yeah. The Black Hawks.
So you're saying those orbs were Black Hawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said they dropped other little ones out of the bottom of it, which is hard to do with helicopters.
Some kind of live fire or something like that.
Maybe. There's a helicopter going over the building right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
I mean, we were just kidding around.
It's right here.
Clearly, it's aliens. Never mind. Military. We're cool with it. Cool with whatever you're up to.
Yikes.
That got close. Rattled the windows a little bit. But they were you're all going to croak bad news, everything. And then the weather, they showed tornadoes and, like, you know, Dorothy's house landed on a witch. And it was all bad. Not a single second last night was like, well, that's nice. And it was one of those nights where I could have used the squirrel water skiing. I could have used the kid with no legs wrestling. Speaking of kids, trying to make you feel. You know, I watch a lot of that Lone Ranger on the Family Entertainment Television. I haven't
Still?
Done it. Oh, it's a great show. Just for the pure racism, the unadulterated attempts to make white people Indians, and especially the color episodes where they just literally dipped them in red paint, like as red as you can imagine, like barn red.
They did a good job.
Oh, no, they didn't. Tonto was not red. And he's a real engine. And he's standing right next to a white guy dipped in barn red paint, having to play pretend that they're having a conversation about their people. And Jay Silver had to be so mad. So I'm watching a lot of that stuff. The Shriners have a new commercial with the Shriners.
Caleb,
the boy who has 200 broken bones.
And 50-year-old.
And the other boy who's aged out of being cute, but they still use him as a spokesman. Because remember years ago, that little fellow was absolutely like, get this adorable blanket. And it's like Winnie the Pooh in a Shriner's hat. And it's for children's hospitals and all these kids with handicaps. Well, they've got this Christmas commercial now, and it's about 2 minutes long, where all the kids are singing. But none of them can sing because they can barely like make a noise. So they auto-tune the whole thing.
It's amazing.
I hit the ground laughing when I saw this. This is everything you can't show me from a sensitivity level without me going the opposite direction.
Tiny bone breakers, flippers.
The little bone breaker boy. My favorite part of bone breaker. If you don't know, Caleb is with the Shriners Children's Hospital thing. He's a tiny little fella, sits in a wheelchair, and he brags about how his bones have been broken over 200 different times. 200 different bone breaks. He's got that bird bone disease where you touch him and his bones shatter into mummy dust. So he's, but somebody's wheeling him while he's singing, and he's looking right at the camera. But because he's probably a little on edge that, you know, he's not working the wheelchair at that very moment, his eyes look forward real quick just because, let's just make sure we're not about to brush into anything because, you know, that'll shatter me like glass.
Auto-tune.
You got to find this thing, Rich. It is auto-tune. And then there's this one little, the little black kid has this thing in his throat like he's been smoking since birth, only he's like 2 years old. And he's got this thing in his throat, and he starts going, and he waddles down off of his bed, and his auto-tune makes him look like he's got the,
I gotta talk about that.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so great, and so bad for every reason. It's like, then you just get a blanket if you donate. I don't want to donate. I want them on tour. I want this commercial to become a concert. I'd go to that before I'd go to Tool. Hilarious. And painful all at the same time. But the little bone-breaking kid.
Caleb is all ready to go. I've had over 200 broken bones. Merry Christmas, bone havers.
Is the blanket still available?
Oh, yeah. The adorable blanket is still available.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
He's the perfect Tiny Tim.
Oh, he is. Tiny Tim with his busted-ass body. Just destroyed.
You know, since God's cruel joke on me, I found all my friends at Shriners. Oh, none of them can touch me. Oh, I have another broken bone. Ah, my jaw. All this talking has broken my jaw.
Yeah, the older one's too much like a mini Regis. He's just really smooth.
Well, he's super smooth, but he's so hard to look at now because he's 20-something. If he was a sitcom, they'd bring in a new young kid. Like, they'd bring in a Baby Yoda. That's essentially what Caleb is Baby Yoda. The other one isn't cute anymore. So now we've got this new kid in there. Oh, you got to see this thing.
Oh, Baby Yoda breaks any bones, I'll be very pissed. Oh,
well, he'd heal himself. But if Baby Yoda had bird bone disease, it'd be like, oh, what a twist. Mm-hmm. Ouch. Hurts, it does. What is it? Mm-hmm. Bird bone disease I have. Mm-hmm. It would be great. But yeah, this has become my life, is sitting there watching. I watched Perry Mason a little bit, because I'm like, let's just wait for the commercials. Maybe that Caleb kid will start singing an auto-tune again, because it's the greatest sound ever.
You're like turning into your grandfather.
Oh, no. My grandpa would have donated. I am turning into a more evil version of myself. It's like, where are the sick kids singing? This is hilarious. And then I feel kind of bad about it, and then I don't.
Watching Perry Mason and the Lone Ranger.
Perry Mason, by the way, fantastic show for laughs.
I know, but it's...
Laughs, hilarious.
Yesterday,
it doesn't matter. I have no fear of enjoying old things and making me older. I like it.
There was a little change yesterday. I threw over the Super Dave Osborne text to you in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, any which way.
I was home for about a half hour yesterday.
And the timing happened to be perfect. What are the odds?
Perfect. He fires over any which way you can.
I saw that was on. Yeah, it's Any Which Way You Can, though. Yeah. Isn't that a sequel?
Every Which Way But Loose was on after, but Any Which Way You Can was on. And it is good to have Philo Beto back in the house. You know, that's Clint Eastwood's finest work. I looked it up. He was 50 years old in that movie. He looked fantastic.
He did.
He's ripped. 50 years old, 1980. The man's nearly 90 now. And, so Every Which Way But Loose and Any Which Way You Can were on TV, and Brady just locked down for the evening. I'm like, I have 20 minutes, and I'm going to spend it watching.
It was an escape.
Clyde punch stuff and break down old Corvairs or whatever he was busting up.
That was when fights could break out and people would circle up. And
Well, there was a, this
the
scene
original
that,
Fight Club.
Yeah, Brady told me about it, and I turned it on, and Brady and I were exchanging texts about it. And one of my favorite moments, and this could never happen in the day and age of terror and shootings and things, but a bar fight breaks out, and the band never quits playing. You know, like they just, they had, and it was a ballad.
It was.
The lady's got a lover man, as hard as she can. Everybody's beating the hell out of each other, and these guys are just like, well, just keep
going.
Tootling away at the piano, and, you know, just, it's a bar fight.
Have you guys ever been
Clint
involved
showcased,
in a place?
Showcasing no. Sandra Locke, I mean, to be a singer.
Yeah, he wanted Sandra.
I mean, that was a
He loved star. Her.
And you can't blame him. There's something special about Sandy.
There was.
All the bars you've been to, you've never been, had a bar fight
around? Told Brady that yesterday. I'm like, I want so much to be on stage one day singing something. And this happens, and I just look at the guys in the band and we ain't stopping, boys.
No, keep going.
This is going to break out into a hellfire, and we're just going to be singing.
I was in a bar where one fight broke out, but it was like this drunk old guy just got his ass handed to him.
I've seen bar fights.
Because he was looking at the guy's girl. Yeah. It was on Christmas.
You looking at her, old man?
Yeah. It was on Christmas Day, yeah. I got out of there. The bar was a little rough.
I watched an Indian tear a small white man's arm off of his body at the Kit Kat Lounge once over on Indian School.
The Kit Kat Lounge.
The Kit Kat Lounge is next to the mason jar.
Like off? Like he was a Wookiee? Like he ripped his arm off?
The little guy looked at Chief and said, "You got a problem? We're doing this." And we're like, oh, this will be good. And we're loading up from the mason jar. We're loading up the back of my buddy Adam's truck because Uncle Jesse just had a show. And we're loading up the back of the truck, and all of a sudden you hear, "Yeah, we're doing this. This is happening." And this little midget comes walking out all pissed off, rolling his sleeves up like that's going to help. Turns around, and this lumbering Indian just walks right over to him, and the midget throws a punch, and the Indian grabs his arm like it was a movie and lifted him up and twisted his arm around twice the wrong way. And you heard like chicken gristle. And then everybody's like, "You go to stop." Indians go back into Kit Kat Lounge. Little Italian people are like, "Screw you, you big savage." And then some lady was screaming. We're like, "We got to get out of here."
Italians versus the Indians.
Oh, it's a battle. It's an Olympic thing. I know he's got it. We'll get it in a second. And then I was at Hollywood Alley once, speaking of Shriners. And
what?
This local band that was in town for years had a lead singer in a wheelchair.
Oh,
I've told
no.
the story before about when I didn't know what to do after I saw his show to shake hands because he couldn't move his hands. And I went up to
How
him
were
like,
his pipes?
Great.
And you grabbed one?
No, I started to grab his hand. He's like, That's the noise, man. I think it was, Like, don't touch it. So I hugged him. I did a weird hug.
You?
Like, hey, nah, I didn't know what to do. I was
great
lost. I was younger. It was younger time. Whereas now I'd be like,
you
okay.
Were tainted.
Like now I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. But then I was like, I better try my hardest to act like I accept whatever's going on here. I'm like, "Hey, you guys were great. Nice job." "Yeah, thanks. Well, I tried on." I'm like, "Yeah, you're good. It's a good job." And they did a rock and roll version of Juicy Fruit Is Gonna Move You. And it was kind of neat. That's how they closed the show. I'm like, neat. And he'd flop around. He had little gills and fish hands. And he'd move and his hands would kind of shake around.
Gills
a little bit.
And fish.
Yeah, I don't know what. He had some disease. Breathed from his neck.
Interesting.
Buckets of water. They pulled him in on a flatbed, poured water on him the whole way, put him in the chair, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, "Hey, that was pretty fun, man. Nice job, because we were going on next." He goes, "Yeah, great, thanks, man." I'm like, "Cool. Anyway, good job." "Hey, you got a good show." "All right, thanks. I'll see you later." And I grabbed his hand. He goes, "Oh, okay." And I just reached down, and I gave him this weird, kind of pulled him out of his chair hug.
"I love you.
I think you're the world of your people."
Why did you give him an awkward
hug? I was lost. I was lost. We were
cornered. Didn't know what to do.
Totally lost.
He straddled him in the wheelchair.
And then after that night, after they played and then we played, the cook from Tony Roma's named Aaron randomly threw a glass into the crowd because that's what you do. He was crazy.
Yeah,
and I had
smart.
Just left. And then he was with some girl that was married. And before he could leave, he threw a punch at somebody in the bathroom. And the guy in the wheelchair somehow or another was wheeling around hitting people. I had already gone. I had just left when the
with
chaos
gills?
Struck out.
He was throwing gills?
Just spitting. I'm guessing he was just spitting on folks. Yeah, somebody says, Eric tells a story. Big surprise, Eric spent Christmas at a bar.
Oh, yeah. That was back in my 20s.
Yep.
My drunk aunt and I
yeah,
went to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Drunk, was it your aunt?
She's yeah, still yeah. there probably, right? Same
probably,
bar?
Probably. Probably in Illinois, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a
she moved back.
Yeah.
like we've seen individual fights in bars, but you know, in the movie, you want to see the full bar fight, like
massive breakout.
All those 80s movies had the huge bar.
Somebody threw the window.
But the crazy part is like Clint got into the fight with that guy, the bar fight, started punching everybody out. The band kept playing. And then they just grabbed their jackets and started talking again. Like,
no,
there was
deal.
No questions from management.
We settled that. That's how it's to be done.
That's right.
What guys do, right?
It was handled. It was like, that's enough. That's it. I've knocked everyone out I can knock out. And now I'm thirsty again.
We all accept it.
Barkeep. Anything. The owners were like, well, that's just the kind of establishment I run. I mean, if that happened to
Porkopolis. And that's the numbers that they're doing. I mean, they're replacing furniture.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's paying for something, right?
But that's how much beer they're selling. That's right. How much Olympia they're
that
selling.
That place was crushed. Michelob, too. I saw Michelob. Yeah. Clinton was drinking the Mick. But, yeah, they're pounding. And then Clinton went right back to the Michelob and started talking to the other guy. And the guy's like, you got good skills. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. Tell the manager you're willing to pay for some of this mess. You're not even running away. You're staying. Nobody's going to call the cops. That's how men used to handle stuff. And that's 1980, for God's sakes. That's the Carter time. We're a bunch of pussies.
And I forgot these guys, they both went on a run. You know, he's going to fight him, and the guy slipped in the canyon.
Yeah.
And Clint pulls him up out of there. I mean, that's a traumatic experience.
Horrifying.
You think, let's finish the run.
They were jogging, and the ground gave way.
Yeah.
And he sunk into a 150-foot drop into a quarry. And luckily, Clint was there to grab him, pulled him out.
You got lucky there. That was rough.
Sure was. What do we got, like a mile left? I'm like, yeah.
I'll follow
And they
you.
Start jogging again, and I'm like, no. Somebody needs psychological attention.
I think we believe that that's how we acted back in the day. I don't think, because
oh,
the
no,
movies told
no.
us that.
But the movies were braver back then. I don't like the movies depicting us the way.
It was a better time.
Like, yeah, it was, because movies were like, geez, that's how we should be. Now it's like, oh, yeah, we're weak. The movies are right. They point out all of our flaws, and they get all realistic about how we feel.
It was never like that.
Of course it wasn't.
There would never be a huge bar fight in a bar where stuff got broken and the guy would be all right with it.
But of course. But that's why we go to movies, to just see a world that isn't real.
But I think some people believe that's really how it was.
Well, 30 years from now, they're going to be like, these idiots actually thought that some giant spaceman was come down with a time machine hammer. And click his fingers and things will go back. Like, they were morons and they believed in all this other nonsense, superheroes and stuff. It's the same. There's a reason we go to theaters. This is the bar fight. Nice job.
20 years?
Yeah. Toledo, any which way you can bar fight.
Nice voice. Nice style.
That guy's face is
horrendous. Like, this is not a bar fighting band.
Get someone who can sing!
Yeah.
Around here. What's wrong with a little heckling?
Yeah. Well, he yelled it at the band while the singer walked right by him. He didn't even acknowledge that that's who he was.
That's not polite.
Complaint department's open now, Sonny.
Sit down. No, we're in a bar fight. Oh, two guys are in a bar fight. Three guys, four guys in a bar fight.
Punches. He never pulls all the way back.
He doesn't have to. Look at this. This is a melee. And the band just... Listen to
their
band.
They're watching it. They're watching it.
Of course
it.
They are.
I love the punch cam.
Nobody who's not involved in the fight.
Hit random people.
Oh, here comes the blade. Guy's got a knife. Not in my bar. The bar song. That's the fighting song they choose.
They're checking each other out.
Well, they're going to fight later.
Yeah, they're fighting style.
They fought in the first one. So they got to fight again.
He's already taken 10 Gs.
It's pretty great. Now we're back to normal. The band never quits.
All right, everyone.
Good guys and the bad guys. That's the closing song, too, I think.
Thanks for my hat.
You play a hell of a game of squash. So do you. I believe that makes us even. I believe it does.
Dead guys all over, and the staff's cool. Nobody's going, I fear for my life. A guy just pulled a knife on another man and tried to kill him in your
they're
bar.
They're still serving drinks.
And they're like, well, that's the end of that.
The other thing, Eric, is medical was so much better back then.
Was it?
The Black Widows got tarred.
Yeah, I remember.
And they tightened up.
Covered in tar.
$40 to get them all through the
what
ER.
What a deal.
Yeah.
They got ripped $40. The
tar. I forgot about that biker gang. Oh, my
the
God.
The Black Widows.
Banana.
Yeah. Oh, that movie's so bad. So great all at the same time. We watched. I watched 20 minutes of that damn thing yesterday, and it was one of the finest moments of my life. Like, this is good. And then this came on.
Home for Christmas.
Shriner's kiss. Gets,
oh, an X-ray.
You can plan.
Little TI.
That gets a mess.
Getting my wallet out. Yep. This is ridiculous.
Please.
He's got one leg.
And mistletoe.
Caleb, look forward, just in case. Give that little look forward. Like, we're not going to hit anything, are we? I've got no bones.
Does Caleb ever age?
Nope. He can't. His bones won't grow.
I mean,
constantly healing.
It's been like 4 years.
Shining hospitals for children are able to
there's
go
the stoned
home
one.
And
Reach.
Be with their families for the holidays. And that's only possible
like 41 years
because of
old
the
now.
Monthly donations from people like you.
When you call the number on your screen today and just give $19 a month, you'll be helping countless children
Caleb's
get
a star.
The care they
Caleb
need
is a
to
star.
Go home for Christmas.
With your gift of just $19 a month.
They keep putting him next to that high Mexican one.
We'll send you this adorable
Cheech and Caleb.
Love to the Rescue adorable. Blanket as a thank you. And a reminder of the care you'll be providing so kids can be with
their
family.
Do you think they filmed like 30 of these just so, you know, when Caleb does
yeah,
get
so
older,
they can stock it,
they can
stock
just keep playing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's like B-roll with the Patriots.
All these kids died years ago. It's just old footage.
Does the ornament
it only takes
come?
A moment to call
she's
the
adorable
number on
too.
Your screen, or you can visit
her biggest.
Love
she's too pretty.
She's got a metal back.
She's too pretty, and her maladies are not visible. She's got a iron spine.
Could you imagine that you're trying to? She grows up, you know. She's like in her 20s. You're like trying
how come
to get
you can't
with
bend
her.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's garbage. You don't have a metal back.
My favorite Christmas present this year.
How many of the old people are watching this going, that Oriental girl looks so cute.
Number on your screen.
Just you, Brady.
That's yeah. I think one old person. I know that. I didn't ever think of the. I just thought the black kid with the thing in his throat was looked like he was a smoker at age two. That's tough.
Well, if we've guilted you in anything, loveshriners.org, you can give.
Then you can hand over $20 to get this adorable blanket.
Tell him Philo Beto is donating.
I'd like to see a bar fight with that cast. Let's redo any which way you yes. can with the Shriners kids.
They just start going at it. I don't think Caleb's going to do too well.
Caleb will be the one that pulls a knife.
He's going to need
a
weapon.
You play a heck of a game of cricket.
So is you. Hey, you guys. Hey, you're going to bar fight me out at the other night.
Yeah, that's no good.
Well, you get someone who can sing.
Caleb would be the singer.
You think? He's
fighting.
Sandra Locke?
He doesn't fight.
You cast him as Sandra Locke?
Yeah, because he can't.
He can just love.
He is yeah. very adorable.
Eric, since you asked, I'm a pro bull rider. There was a bar fight every damn night. Drunken cowboys from every... We always drank afterwards. You should come hang out at our bars.
I think it does happen more than we know. Because, like,
I don't
you know,
it.
I just think it happens in really
bull riders, I believe
rednecky towns.
Yeah. Then I want some video. Send us some video. Okay. You have to have
you're
but
a,
I want
some a, girlfriend look, had to be in the bar and just pulled her phone up.
I'm with you that they happen, but I don't think like
entire bar.
Then it just ends.
Like, why think, are you punching the guy down at the other end of the bar?
There's still lawyers and stuff.
Didn't like the way he looked
gonna,
at me.
Yeah, well, because I mean, he was close. You just got to swing until you're out of it.
In those movie bar fights, they're just hitting everybody.
Yeah, if a guy stands up, he's in it. God, bar fights are funny.
I mean, I get one or two people, or you know, you and your friend fighting guy and his friend.
Then there's the other move is take it outside.
Yeah, the best
and
part is
on the street and circle up.
As if Caleb was ever Sandra
hey,
Locke.
God, does this look familiar?
Is that the guy?
His name is...
That is him.
Texter sent in. His name is Kirk O'Hara.
Yeah, that's the guy.
And the band was Easy Holstein.
Okay, that's it. That's the dude. You found him. Well done. I mean, the description was fairly... We're down to narrowing that down pretty good. Like, 90s bands. I kind of gave him a hug. He's a pretty good artist, evidently. Nice job, Kirk. He's putting on a little weight.
He wasn't quite like that.
He should probably get up and run a little bit.
He's got one of those Rastafarian hats like Jeremy.
Jeremy's got one of those?
Yeah. Have
you
seen
no.
That's great. He's a local artist. Yeah, glad to see it all worked out. Yep. I'd like to see Sandra Locke in that movie, or Caleb as Sandra Locke, when that scene where she goes into the barn to have sex with Clint and the apes.
And
in
Clyde
there.
Stays.
You got room for one more?
Why don't you just roll down in here and get in the sleeping bag?
All right.
F you, Holmberg. I was born in 1990, so what you're telling me now is Roadhouse never really effing happened?
Yeah, no, Roadhouse never. Twirly kicks and bars don't happen. Dudes who do twirly kicks get tackled.
Didn't he rip people's throats out?
Yeah, the one guy did.
He almost held back on it, Eric, but he couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't. I got to do this. After I do a couple ballet kicks. I get a couple ballet kicks in. Lead ballet kicks. Even better, I'm leading with a twirly kick.
And floated his carcass down the river.
Yes, great. I didn't like that movie when it came out because it was like, this is dancing. These aren't. Twirly kick, jump, leap. What are you doing? And why would a hot doctor want to be with a guy on the top of a barn? Then bar fights are a whole lot more believable than that.
That barn setup was awesome.
No, it wasn't. There were gaps in the wood. It was cold and horrible. No woman would tolerate that. They can't even go to a movie theater without a jacket. Think he's going to have sex with you on the top of your barn house?
Should have been Sam Elliott's movie. He was the badass.
He was the good fighter because he didn't do twirly kicks. He fought like a man and put his dance skins on and started to do, you know, pirouettes and stuff. What are you doing? You're fighting Ben Gazzara's bad guys. Now get out there and fight. What's all the dancing about?
Not you, Tiny.
Oh, you're fine.
I'll fight him.
Wouldn't you just, like, want to touch Caleb?
I'd be scared of him.
I know, but that's why I'd want to do it. The risk-reward. Caleb, may I?
Give it a run. I don't know. It broke.
Sorry, buddy. That was like no pounds of pressure.
I know. It's just how my bones go.
So you spend all day healing?
Pretty much.
So you're never going to not be this cute, which is the payoff. You're always going to be this cute because your body can't advance. It's always healing.
Yep, that's it.
Constant reminder.
And for just $20.
He hits that 20 hard.
$20.
Congratulations, by the way. Yahoo has their headline today for the first time in the history of man. Brady. The first time in the history of man, all the major lady pageants, all the winners are black.
Ooh. How many are there? Major.
There's Universe, America, World, USA, like.
Europe didn't get in.
No, they're all black. Wow. Even the European ones. Norway had a black winner. All of them. Miss Norway was black. No, all the major pageants. Not local, but all the major pageants. Universe, Miss USA, Miss International, Miss America, all of them are black. So if I'd have told you a couple hundred years ago, sure, slavery, but in 2019, it's all going to pay off when all the major pageant winners are black because of diversity. Would you take that deal? And you'd say yes. What an achievement. We've gone from oppressing black people to letting their women be objectified in pageants and be the best at it. Nice job, America. Way to go. Set that standard. Now we objectify your women just like we used to ours. That's called progress. Everybody hates pageants now. Nobody.
You never know when they're happening.
Well, good, because everybody's like, well, I liked them before they tried to take them serious, like back when they were beauty pageants. Now they don't even call them that anymore.
Steve Harvey and Mario Lopez like them.
Yeah, they love them. Mario Lopez got, he's a, I don't know if Miss Teen USA is black, but I don't know if that's a major or if that's a minor. That's kind of like.
And Mrs. USA?
No, but Brady, that's a bunch of expired women hanging on to dreams. Nobody wants to watch that.
This is that even on TV?
No, no one wants to televise sadness. This Is Us is happier than Mrs. USA.
They got their babies.
I've got
them.
8 kids.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather watch, like, news footage of a school shooting than Mrs. USA. One's much sadder than the other. At least the kids in the school never had to watch Mrs. USA again. Jesus. I'm a mother of three. Oh, this is pathetic. You're taking it seriously, too. Oh, no. Your kids are a disaster. I don't even know them yet. Speaking of disasters for kids, Harvard, this is a great study I saw yesterday. Harvard did a research thing that said poorness starts in the womb because people who have babies who are poor stress about being poor, and it's a very specific stress that creeps into the baby's developing.
It's in the DNA?
It's poor, yeah, and it starts to seep into them, and then when it's a trigger later in life for those kids who feel when stress is there that money's the problem. And it gives them anxiety about it, and it crushes their hopes and dreams. Harvard did this study, which makes it funnier because they're like, let's get a bunch of pregnant black ladies from the inner city and study them and see if babies that they're making because they're poor remain poor. Harvard's trying to cure poorness. The biggest problem is they're poor and they're pregnant. Mm. Poor people making more poor people makes more poor people. It's gross. So what we need to do is try to make poor people not have babies. So Harvard, in a real twist that a lot of those conspiracy theorists always say, is going to suggest that being poor and stressing about being poor means you shouldn't make people. Which what? Eliminate certain types of people. It's the population control thing that those nutballs have been talking about for years. If we could only make it so the inner cities stopped having children, then we could get rid of them.
Well, they've been busy at Harvard because I got another story.
All right, a teaser.
Along that line.
All right. Yeah, they basically did studies, pregnant women, and they promised them money. Give you $400 if we can poke your pregnant belly to find out if your infant's poor yet. Sure, Harvard, thanks. Come on in here.
Poke, poke.
Deontralia. Funny name. Anyway, let me just jab into this little infant. Has no hope for a future at Harvard.
Well, that was the problem with, like, teen pregnancy is, like, you're not right. even able to take care of yourself yet.
Right.
You shouldn't have.
But evidently, the gang at Harvard
children.
Has discovered that stressing about being pregnant because you're poor makes your baby have those same stresses.
Really?
Yeah, and it comes out feeling like...
Comes out stressed?
Beat up. It's beat up. It's gray hair. It's smoking. It's got trouble. And it's poor, and it knows it.
Bar fights. And, a lot of bar fights.
The first thing your baby realizes is how broke it is. And, like, you know, probably shouldn't be here. Yeah, evidently that's what Harvard discovered. Poor babies know they're poor in the womb and start having stresses about it because their moms do. So poor people shouldn't have babies, which is true, but Harvard can't tell you that. Like a community college has to find this out. Harvard can't go, poor people should stop doing things. Harvard can't be the one. We don't like it when poor people make more of them.
Compared to their golden eggs.
Right. Look at what we've got. We harvest perfect rich children. This one came out in a bataille.
No stress.
They got the meter like in Willy Wonka.
Bad egg. Bad egg. Hit the button. That's a good egg. Mm. Connecticut. Nice. He's from Cos Cob, Connecticut. That's a good egg. This one's from Bedford, Stuyvesant. This is a poor egg.
Dregs.
I don't need a needle and a beaker for this. Terrible. But the world's come to an end. It's all crazy. When Harvard studies pregnant poor people and says you're going to stay poor. Yeah, statistically we knew that. Poor people making poor people usually leads to more poor people. That's pretty much, I don't need any science lab. I mean, you'll have the breakout every once in a while. But for the most part, a poor person making a poor person. Now there's two poor people. And then they make people. And it's like that commercial for shampoo. And so on and so on.
Although the age of people having babies has gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up a little bit.
So that's good.
Well, mainly because we live longer. So the ratio is exactly the same. Like they wait about 7 more years to have babies. We're living about 7 years longer than we did 15, 20 years ago.
But the odds of you being in a better, more stabilized, now,
actually,
older.
Opposite. Younger people are in more debt than they've ever been in their lives. College education is costing them more. They
buried.
Have student debt. So everybody's buried much more than they used to be.
So using that Harvard study, couldn't you pull a Stanford prison experiment and get a bunch of rich people in that were pregnant and start stressing them out and have them create poor people?
See if rich people can create silly poor people.
Just by stressing
like
them out.
Like immediately. Like you take away all their advantages in the womb.
Yeah.
No more privilege for you.
Instead of playing Beethoven for the baby on earphones, you just start demeaning him. You'll Juice never
World.
Amount to nothing.
You just play loads and loads of Juice WRLD, stress him out that he could have a seizure when he's 21 and not make it.
Loaded on drugs.
Loaded up on just caked out of everything. Play some Juice WRLD and just have his mom's, like occasionally show his mom a checking account balance of like $200 and watch her just her whole body start stressing. The baby starts eating that up. Comes out broke. Yeah, it's a mess. And I love that Harvard's studying poor people. That's rich. It's 6:57. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song. What do you got over there?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Little tip for the day. Make sure you research your area, schools, neighborhoods, amenities. Perhaps you want to live next to a bunch of barbecue restaurants like Brady or a bunch of a mountain, a base of a mountain where you can grab snakes like Brady.
Yeah.
Check out the area.
Or a base of a mountain where you can grab pigs and make barbecue.
Yeah.
Like Brady.
I don't know. They have wild pigs over there?
If they do, they wouldn't last long.
They did.
They
used to. Poor Coppola.
So you got them.
They're coming back. So they're going to release grizzly bears in Arizona?
I heard that this
morning.
Can't
wait.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Why?
I don't know. We don't have any.
So then when they
called it the wildlife diversity plan.
So when they go grizzly on somebody and then they got to put it down.
We did that.
So we brought them in and then
they used to be here.
But the wildlife diversity plan sounds like it's like you got to hire a woman and have a grizzly bear. It's like, what is wildlife diversity? Isn't wildlife supposed to just be wild and live where it wants to?
Well, we've moved them
around. Well, they reintroduced.
But they moved for a reason, the grizzly bears.
Or they were basically eradicated.
Then they lost. We really, if they're not there anymore, there's probably a reason. Like, that's the way evolution and the ecology works.
Are they overpopulated in a certain area?
That's what hunting's for. And again,
the point of that is
we've encroached. So when they overpopulate, we have to do something about it. We can't just move them to places where they used to be, but then there were too many incidents. You realize that they used to be there and aren't anymore because they went away or they started to eat everybody and we started to kill them like crazy.
Or their food went away, yeah.
Right. There's a reason they're not there.
Leave when there's...
So introducing a diversity program for the wild is the exact opposite of the wild. Exact opposite.
You're worried about your bike trails.
I don't want grizzlies up there. I don't think they're going to be. I'm not too afraid of the summer grizzly up there at Trail 100. He's going to be kind of down.
Yeah. You don't have to.
I think I can kick him to death. Look, you guys, a grizzly bear. Ugh. Doesn't even get up. Just keep kicking it. Yeah, but they're going to put him up in Flagstaff in the woods and stuff. He's going to eat skiers and things. They're not going to know what to do
either.
I mean,
we have too many skiers. So
do we?
No, I don't.
I don't think you never. Harvard says we don't. Harvard says that we need more people in the slopes. Because, you know, bobcats used to be all over around here. Are we going to do a wildlife diversity program in Tempe? Release bobcats?
Sweet.
That would be pretty neat to watch the college kids have to get a little faster. I mean, you know, these kids are fat nowadays, too. You know, bobcat action in there and get these fat kids in shape. Put them in washes and just diversity program for the wild.
Yeah, we had that black cat run out of the field at the Meadowlands. Maybe we need a bobcat on the field during an ASU football game.
So sure you understand what wildlife is.
Oh, all right.
It's a black cat. Domestic cat.
It's feral.
Just because it's
could
black.
Could be feral.
I mean, it's wild.
Could be feral.
Very tame. But yeah, it's like there used to be all sorts of terrible things roaming around here. And they moved away because we got rid of them. You're not going to say, well, javelinas used to roam right around this Indian school area, so let's just release hundreds of them. They'll get hit by cars. It'll be a horrendous mess. Sad, really. But there it is, the Wildlife Diversity Program. I know Brady wants to walk around in Flagstaff and have some pho.
Why did somebody text in they want you to get sexually assaulted by a bear, Brady?
Yeah, it says, I hope Brady goes into the wrong trails and gets sexually assaulted by a gang of grizzlies. That's Mel Gibson, his new language.
I hope Brandon loves wife texting in.
Gang raped by a pack of grizzlies. Mel, put the phone down.
Man.
Yeah, Brady likes the wildlife.
That's just a hateful text.
Grizzlies used to live in these parts, so we're releasing them again. Enjoy it, Forest Highlands. Look, wait a minute. No, wait. It's a golf course now. We got rid of those. Well, we're putting them back. Why? This is a lot of commerce comes through this area here. We don't need grizzly bears wandering about. It's bad for the city's planners.
This is what white people do. We move things around.
It doesn't add up.
You're going over here.
It happen.
You go there.
I love these grizzly bears, Wyoming. How much? Well, that's we can't just how much. I want to put them in my hometown as well.
But I went to Harvard.
I'm a Harvard man. You know, they used to live where I did. Yeah, but they don't now because you built a big city and they ran away and you took all their food and stuff. Well, we'll put them nearby their old place and they'll figure it out.
It's Whitey again. We're going to put them on the reservation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Seems to be a whole lot of Navajos. You know what this place used to have, too, is the Navajos. Grizzly bears used to wander these. Please don't do that, please.
Honey, have you seen the letter from the HOA? They're going to start letting natives and wildlife.
You know what
indoors.
I picture?
That's dropped our plan. Off by Amazon.
I picture an Indian with a bowl of soup or cereal or something standing there in his bathrobe. Doesn't get a lot of information to his neck of the woods. Standing there, and it kind of got. He's taking bites of cereal. And it's like this guy pulls up in this giant truck. You know, white guy gets
like
on the
fish.
Suit. How you doing, Savage?
What's up, lady? What you got going on here?
We're re-releasing grizzlies to the area.
Are you doing what, Dad?
Like when they stock fish.
Re-releasing the grizzly bear to your area. You know they used to live here.
Yeah, uh-huh. I did know that. But they don't now, and it's been better.
Right, for you.
Just trying to make things right.
Sure, for you it's been better, but not for the grizzlies. I mean, you guys are so selfish with your land.
Okay. So how many?
Oh, as many as we can find. Wyoming's loaded with them, and they got to starve. They're starving.
So what are they going to eat here?
Probably your little ones, your little tiny ones.
You guys are busy fighting the grizzlies. We'll take care of your casinos for
you. We got it.
So let me get this right. We move here, and we don't want to. You move us here. All the grizzlies leave. We're like, okay, at least there's no more grizzly bear. And then you pull out in a truck. I just trying to eat my Applejack. And you're going to release a grizzly like 10 feet from me right now.
That's right.
Not just one.
And again, why?
Diversity. We're all for it. You know, like women in the workplace. Grizzlies in your neighborhood. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I understand we've already monkeyed with, pardon the pun, the entire ecosystem. But there's a reason why they can't live around us anymore. It's called evolution. Yeah. The animals that recognize, I get eaten here, leave it. I die here. They walk away. The polar bears get it. They're like, well, we got to move over here. We got to move down into Canada because there's no more fish and seals up here. For whatever reason, they call it global warming or just a natural trend, but their old place ain't any good anymore, so they're moving. That's what you do. You don't grab polar bears and, no, you guys go here. The perfect way things work, I can put things where I want.
And that's maybe one of the problems because where they're coming from, maybe the food is running out, and rather than
let them figure it out. Yeah. You move them to Flagstaff?
Things always work out well when we get involved.
Huh? Exactly. Well, we'll fix this by moving. Remember the problem in Hawaii with the, what'd they have, those weird little moles
they
that got loose?
The mongoose. And the rat population.
Yeah, but they released a nocturnal animal to catch a daytime animal.
Yeah.
And then they just had an influx of both because neither have a predator now. And they're not interested in fighting each other unless it's like dusk. You might get a couple battles, but it's very rare. And now you just got them all over the island. They laugh. And then you guys, because they hate us too, the savage, the Hawaiians, they're down there hating us because we'd stole their side. Yeah, they come in. Then you guys decided it was a good idea to release an animal that doesn't even fight this animal over to fight this animal. But if it were like the perfect, like in a lab, they would eat the rat. But since it's Earth.
Yeah, they haven't, you know.
They don't fight.
They've gotten some, but.
They don't fight.
They haven't gotten on the same schedule.
One's nocturnal.
Like, it didn't work out well.
One's a day eater. When the one that hunts you is in bed, the other one wakes up. It's like trying to make the sun and moon have a fight. And they've just got loads of both now. Just a huge problem with it. Hilarious. Yeah, so this will be a good idea. And I, for one, will welcome our new grizzly overlords. Once they figure out.
Is it the Flag area?
It's up in Flag, where they used to have grizzly bears. They're like 7 or 8,000 feet or something. I don't know what grizzly
bears. That's sweet. I'm moving up there.
Sure, you should.
Do you need a license for that county, or can you sell anywhere?
Oh, Arizona, I'm good.
All right, meeting come to order. I was eating my Apple Yaks, and a whitey come by and released grizzly bears in my house.
Is that right?
You're seeing things again.
Chief Drinks a Lot is talking about.
Chief Drinks.
I'm not, just because my name Chief Drinks a Lot does not mean that I did not see what I seen. I told you, he's here.
Sir, we got about 90 days before we can break ground on Ponderosa Acres.
Right.
We'll have it clear.
Exactly. It'll be open. Indians, welcome to the meeting. We're going to release grizzlies back into the area. Isn't it wonderful? Yes. I think it's absolutely wonderful. What? Anyway. No, we're not kidding. And in a few months, we're going to have many, many grizzlies, just like we used to back in the 1800s. Questions?
Things were better in the 1800s, early.
But please, no more comments. Just questions.
Hey, can we hunt them?
Oh, God, no. We need them to populate the area.
Why?
It's nature.
Oh. Well, what about us?
This Justin, we never cared about you guys.
Can we go back to where we were?
No. Stay in your blocked off areas. That's nature too. Any other questions from the low end savages that we've got grizzlies to attend to?
Low end
savages. One more question. If it eats one of us.
That's just the natural. It's just nature.
But we can't shoot them.
Your bow and arrow will do nothing to them.
We got guns.
It's the all new Bearzona without barriers. Right.
Oh, free range Bearzona.
I'm never going to have apple yaks again. Bad luck.
And in return for the grizzly release into your woods, we will also be giving you $5 more for liquor in your checks. Huh? You're welcome. By the way, Twin Arrows is closed. You can't have it anymore.
You guys are worse than ever.
Thank you. Goodbye, savages.
Okay.
I left a little present on all your doorsteps. Jack Daniels and some berries. See which one gets to what first. I put some salmon on your porches.
And now we're renaming all the NFL teams after you guys.
The Red Savages, Northern Arizona. Terrible. But enjoy that, Northern Arizona, and the Wildlife Diversity Program. Of course, it's never going to happen in Arcadia, where javelinas used to run wild. Never going to do that diversity program over by Kiva Elementary in Paradise Valley. The wolves and coyotes will not be. We'll get a whole bunch of these. Let's pop them down here in this neighborhood where they used to live. No.
Release them in an elementary school.
Well, why wouldn't they? That's where they look, the diversity program, if that's what we're after, that's the definition of it.
Hey, these kids got to learn.
They got to get faster. Your fat little kids have got to get faster, your little paunch-bellied children. And get on the horse and run, son, because that thing ain't, it's all business. Indian kid. Here's the problem with this grizzly thing. Indian kids are going to start winning Olympic medals. Because I guarantee you they're going to get faster. There's about three generations from now. There's going to be some zipping Indians.
He's the fastest kid on the reservation. He's going to win Olympic goat.
We are bad. Whitey is bad, Brady.
Wake up, Socks.
Whitey.
We have Heart up here, Barracuda.
Oh. You know, those used to live in the Salt River. We're going to pop those into local pools. Well, in the reservation.
We're going to brine
Salt
the
River
water.
Tubing would be a yeah. lot more fun.
We're going to make some of that stuff a little brackish. Throw in some of them sharks that can handle both ends. Because they used to go upstream.
Now that's fun. I Prevail, Breaking Down. Parkway Drive, The Void. Josta has a new album out. We'll talk about it in the releases. Strength to Draw the Line is a song off the album. Slipknot, Wait and Bleed.
You had me at Barracuda if we're playing it.
You want to play Barracuda?
So this ain't the end.
I thought that was a joke up here.
Today, had to turn my heart away.
Come on.
Smell like the sun.
You're not with me?
Brady's old school wake-up song of the morning here.
I'm with you, but I'm horrible with lyrics.
You're going to sing it with me?
You don't know the Barracuda lyrics?
No.
If the real thing don't do the trick.
Yeah, got something there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Make up something quick.
You got to
burn. Is it burn?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Anyway.
Barracuda. Oh, yeah.
We're doing it. Barracuda.
You're going to piss off a lot of people you play a song, John.
Not listening to the station. Just over there in that room over there.
What the?
Why are they playing our music? Infringing on our turf. Well, it's a diversity musical program. You know, it used to be a rock song here.
We're letting a grizzly bear go on KUPD. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A girl one.
Because women can do anything men can do.
No, they can't. No, they can't. All right. Toledo's loading it up right now. Heart. The hot one and the other one.
Maybe we should just knock on the studio. Can we borrow it?
You guys have come down here, play Barracuda. Oh, he's going to have to dig it out of their system. So
it's hey, it's better. Our 40th anniversary, for God's sake.
Yeah. That's right. Even though the song's older than that.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like 77, 76. Barracuda, I would guess, right probably about 77. Right around the bicentennial, back when KUPD was playing love songs. Yeah, so we'll play it. I don't care. We probably popped that on in 79.
77.
As a gold standard. That was a smash hit. Part of our 40th anniversary. Throw a little heart into the mix. And try not to sing it. If you get in your car, like, what in the hell is this? And then get to the, if the rap back, don't do the trick. If you're not singing it, you're not human.
They didn't like chick singers.
They're different.
One of the rare.
That's different. I will let the, it is rare. That's more of what, I don't like them, but a couple will pop and bleed through. You know, you'll get a few moments where you're like, now there's one. She's doing, but I don't like her a lot because the more you hear her, the more you're like, all right, that's enough squeaking there.
Well, there's two of them.
I know. There's a hot one, too. But their music is good. Their hit songs were great in the 70s. And then later on, a couple other crap songs.
Some of those 80s videos got a little strange.
Really weird. Because I think the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nance, demanded equal time in the videos. And clearly no one wanted to see one of them. Now I know how the Indians feel about seeing grizzlies. Because when you watch a heart video... there was a certain moment you're like, I don't want to see that.
Where's Nancy?
Where's the other one? Why is Ann on there just as much as the good one? Oh, she's got the better voice. Mm. But still, visually, it's a video. I understand that audio, one prevails. But video, the other is clearly leaps and bounds ahead.
They're both equal now.
Are they?
Yeah.
No.
Nancy, I'm pulling up pictures of
Nancy.
Nancy
still
looks
okay.
Pretty good.
She's like 60. She's old. She's 60 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she expired years ago.
Expired. They're not milk, John.
They're not. Milk lasts longer. Yeah. It is more beneficial.
Years ago.
34, right around 87 when that video came out and she was in the big... You knew the coat was covering up a lot more than it should, but she still had great hair.
34, Brady. How old's your wife?
That's pretty early. Yeah, and his wife expired a long time. That's why they don't touch each other. Come on. She expired decades ago. Doesn't mean she can't be a member of society. She just expired.
That was a study yesterday for... age marks in people's lives, and on the average, 34, 60, and 78 were the...
What about them?
That's when you really start to feel the age on those growing up.
34,
when you start to feel older, 34, 60, and 78. Those were the three.
Oh, so you start feeling your bones
crack really start,
34.
Yeah.
60.
And that's what I got now to 60, and I won't feel anything different.
Yeah.
And 60 will start kicking my ass. Okay.
According to that study.
Interesting. 26 made me feel old because I didn't have anything accomplished yet and I was trying really hard. And I haven't felt, then I've gone the other way where I probably think
feel a little bit better.
Think I'm younger than I actually am.
Although the last year you've had a little midlife situation.
Oh, no, that's mental. I'm talking about physical stuff.
Oh,
okay. Mentally, I'm always like working too hard mentally. My head is always twisting around and diving into stuff, but introverted kind of thinking of my own problems has always been a thing for me. And this year, I overthought a ton of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good, though. It's like introspection and self-awareness is really great.
Trying to
figure out
what you want to do.
Yeah, I was at a crossroads.
Sure.
Should I not fire Eric? And I'm like, still up in the air. It's a lot of... A lot of drama when you got so many people.
Should
riding,
I be a heartless prick?
Riding your coattail.
Should I be a heartless
prick? Well, no, I've already established that's not a dilemma for me.
You're okay with that?
The computer says Barracuda Heart, access denied.
Oh,
what?
We've been banned.
Hit start.
It won't go. Oh. It'll just play the next thing.
Toledo could have saved time.
Do it on your computer.
Digging around for
half an
hour.
He's got collection.
I've got Barracuda. Watch how fast I get Barracuda on the... Watch this.
Jesus.
Watch this.
You can pull it on Spotify. Pull it off Spotify and Pandora.
Banned.
Access denied.
Do we need to plug in? I've already got it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I literally.
John's got it on the ready.
2 seconds. And I don't own this song. I just Apple Music searched it. It's been around for a while. It might be in a couple of locations.
Speed is in Toledo's strong suit.
This is how it sounded on your radio in 1977.
Oh, boy. I kind of wanted a...
Oh, that's such a good song.
Yeah, I think if we actually plugged something in, it would probably sound better.
More than likely. Do you want to just plug my phone in, or do you have it?
I've got it, but we can plug your phone in.
I don't want to plug my phone in if you've got it, though we've got a system in place already. What's wrong with you?
Are you having a midlife crisis,
Toledo? I wish they would put a grizzly bear in your yard.
Oh. What were you going to originally?
A black bear originally, but you got racist with it, so a grizzly bear is where I went. I don't think grizzlies live down here. I think maybe a brown bear or black bear.
His son
bear
would love that black bear.
We probably had some brown bears and black bears in the
oh, sure. Yeah, Texters yeah. are saying there used to be a grizzly in Arizona. It was called the Mexican grizzly, and it went extinct 60 years ago.
Right.
Good job. Excellent work. We built a little Mexican grizzly wall.
Prevented.
Right.
Now it sells tires in Guadalupe. Yontera.
97.9. 98. 98. Tipping Phoenix.